Members of the Joint Committee on Health were handed their first draft of the proposed medical marijuana bill during an interim meeting at the Capitol. Committee Chair Delegate Don Perdue says it's time for the legislature to mull over the idea of presenting the bill for consideration.
We have talked about everything in a sort of an anecdotal way, in a less than necessarily real sense. Now they've got something real, a real document.
The comprehensive bill is a compilation of medical marijuana laws from multiple other states and sets forth five provisions. The first is setting up a patient registry through the State Department of Health and Human Resources. With a doctor's prescription, a patient can go to the agency and receive an identification card, allowing the purchase of medicinal marijuana. Once that card is obtained, the bill allows for the creation of compassion centers, in other words, dispensaries. Those will be selected by the DHHR through a competitive bidding process, and only five will be licensed the first year the bill takes effect. The draft legislation also limits the amount of marijuana each registered patient is allowed to possess, set at 6 ounces, 12 mature plants, and 12 seedlings. A designated caregiver, like an in-home nurse or hospice worker, is allowed to oversee the medical supply for up to 5 patients. Ailments eligible for treatment include things like cancer, glaucoma, and PTSD, and valid registration cards from other states will be recognized in West Virginia dispensaries. The draft bill differs from other states, however, in the way marijuana is taxed. Delegate Mike Manupenny helped write this version of the bill.
Taxes collected would be put into a special fund which could be used for substance abuse treatment in the community and drug prevention in our schools to try to create balance from the substance abuse problem that we have in the state, because we don't have enough funding now to treat all the patients that have substance abuse problems.
But Purdue says this draft legislation is just that, a draft. Committee members will propose changes over the next few weeks. Purdue says he will continue to assess their feelings on whether to introduce the bill when the legislature goes into session in January.
I have to divorce myself from my personal opinion until I hear what the committee's got to say. We really have to do that. We're duty-bound to do that. And as you see, through the rest of this session, when we come into the session, we start looking at these pieces of legislation. We got several. Then you'll see that we'll either come out with a recommendation, or we'll come out with no recommendation, or we won't move it at all and ask to continue the study.
And there are some concerns with the proposed bill, particularly from across the aisle. Delegate Kelly Sabonia questioned whether there could be a problem with people using fake IDs to obtain the drug, an issue Manupenny says can be addressed.
Maybe we can work a little bit on doing some type of a watermark or a hologram that fits into the ID to make it more difficult to fraudulently create one.
Senator Chris Walters is concerned with legal ramifications should the federal government begin to pursue cases against citizens certified by the state to legally possess the medicine.
If the next administration, whether it be Republican or Democrat, comes in, decides to prosecute a law that's on the books that makes it illegal, the ramifications of the citizens are currently unknown. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, could come in and arrest these people in West Virginia or those other states that we tell that it's legal. So right now I'm trying to get an opinion from the Attorney General or from attorneys as to what would happen to our citizens. We can't make something legal in West Virginia that's illegal federally if it's really in turn going to hurt our own citizens.
Possible federal prosecution is not addressed in the draft legislation or in the laws of other states. Purdue says another thing he'll consider when deciding whether to introduce the bill is the fact that 2014 is an election year, making legislators more hesitant to pass controversial pieces of legislation. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.